discussed with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, corruption on the wrist. What I'm learning is that in some circles, wearing a very expensive watch can be an invitation to trouble with prosecutors or a way of demonstrating that you've arrived. For example, last week we dealt with an allegation against Dina Boluarte, the president of Peru, who had a very expensive watch on her wrist, and this led to police interrogation, raid of her home. And a week later, we're told the legislature is not going to move against her, although that was a threat initially. It seems to have backed off a little bit. There's also anecdotes about Lula da Silva at some point in his past wearing expensive watches. This all is not about watches, although it's fascinating that you can pay $56,000 or $80,000 for a wristwatch, for heaven's sakes. Apple makes a very good watch, and it's a lot cheaper. However, we come to the word corruption, and I go immediately to Guatemala, where there is a new president, Arevalo, who had a long struggle to get into his office, was kept from the normal transition fare. And the headline there suggests that he's going out of his way to say, I'm not like them. Guatemalan President Arevalo dismissed his Minister of Environment and Natural Resources fewer than 100 days into his term to avoid any doubt over the integrity of his government. Is this a good move or vain on his part, Professor?
Well, certainly, John, what you talk about highlights the degree to which corruption is an endemic problem across Latin America that undermines people's faith in democracy and the application of the judicial system and the way in which when one runs an anti-corruption campaign, it is absolutely fundamental to not lose that faith among the public. And so as we saw, the whole struggle with Bernardo Arevalo to come to power in Guatemala with the backing of the United States against the machinations of the conservative elite to keep him out, using their influence in the judicial system and within the Office of Attorney General, Consuelo Portas. And so now that Arevalo, who came to power in this anti-corruption campaign, is there, it becomes absolutely critical for him to be squeaky clean. And so it appears that there was a minor infraction, something not uncommon with the way that personal benefit blends into government benefit across Latin America. So it appears that the Natural Resources Minister, Maria Jose Iturbide, apparently allowed her daughter, or without her stopping her, her daughter used government vehicles for personal transport. So a relatively minor infraction, but Arevalo felt compelled to fire her lest he be tainted. But as you also pointed out, these cases go across the board. There's long been the question of, where do these political leaders get these incredibly expensive things? For example, in the case of Dina Boluarte in Peru, as you alluded to, her public salary is about $4,000 a month. And so the fact that she has $56,000 Rolex watches and a whole series of other things, it gives the appearance of impropriety, reinforces people's sense of, okay, her government is corrupt like the others. As you alluded to, even Lula da Silva, it's like, okay, where did he get this $80,000 watch that he was wearing? And it goes back to another case that's broken this week, which was the firing the arrest of Tariq Al-Hassami, the former oil minister in Venezuela. Ironically, the criminals investigating and prosecuting the criminals, but Venezuela's Attorney General Saab basically said that Asami, when he was oil minister, was guilty of basically selling off cargoes of Venezuelan oil for personal benefit, using cryptocurrency as an instrument, basically screwing up the Venezuelan economy and leaving unpaid oil cargoes in the process. But again, this issue of corruption on large scale or broad scale, it's going after people for corruption is used repeatedly on both the left and right as a political weapon. But the appearance of corruption also undermines people's confidence in judicial systems and in democracy, and leaders whose basis of power is their perceived cleanness, such as Arevalo. It is absolutely critical in that circumstance that, as with the firing of Iturbide, they preserve that perception, right, of being just squeaky clean.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We will both look forward to covering the meeting between Javier Milei and Elon Musk, two men from Mars. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,